Yo, what is going on, everybody? It's me, Brent Mukai, voice actor, improv trainer, entertainer. I am here. I am live. I am chilling. I'm alive. I have a lot of shit on my desk for no reason. What's going on, everybody? What's going on, you sweet, sweet mukuleles? All of you Brentologists, all of you, I don't even know what else, the League of Extraordinary Brentlemen. How are you doing today? I hope it's good. I'm doing good. I've got a lot on my brain. I've got a lot on my mind. Got a light on my brain. Takes a lot of paperwork to work a starship. You know it. You 100% know it, Kels. So, what's going on with me? So, man, okay, so I guess the top thing on my mind is tomorrow I am going out to California with my girl, and it will be my first time taking a trip with a girlfriend anywhere. And, I mean, really, this is like the first time, because she's, as I've said in a previous podcast, she's going to be moving there. My girlfriend will be moving to LA in fucking like a month, in about a month or so. And she wants to check out some places. I like going to California. I like trying to, you know, take classes and do what I can. So I've scheduled myself out a couple private lessons, voice acting lessons to up my game, you know, to do all this stuff. Where can we see you perform? I'm not going to be performing, unfortunately. Where are the improv trainings? I don't know. Well, I do know. It's all over the place, Leo. I do the improv trainings mostly at the Voice Actors Studio these days, but I do them all over. Wherever there's a place to teach people improv, or whenever there's, you know, mostly corporate training type stuff, that's usually when it is. Wait, girlfriend? Yes, girlfriend. Why is everybody so shocked? Why is everybody so surprised? If I'm being completely honest, I'm also very surprised. Got a girlfriend. See, I haven't made it official on Facebook yet. That's the thing. Maybe I got like, that's the thing. I need to do that. Could I hire you for a one-on-one voice acting? Yes, you definitely can, Michael Fitzpatrick. Hit me up. Let me know. Some of you are wondering, why would you, a full-time voice actor, go and take classes out in LA? Well, the answer to that is simple. For voice actors, you can, wow, not official on Facebook, Cray Kai. Stop throwing that shade, bro. Stop throwing that shade, Cray Kai, okay? We just haven't gotten to it. I haven't thought about it. It's a haircut, right? Yeah, dude, girls be crazy about these haircuts. Yeah, Michael, hit me up, DM me, and we'll get it going. Anyways, why am I going to be taking classes? It's because the LA market is a bit different. The LA market is different, and what I want to do is in the LA market. What I want to do is I want to do animation work. I want to do the major video game work, maybe some mocap stuff. I don't know. That seems like fun. What up, Lorelei? How's it going? I want to do all of the shit. I want to be a voice for anime dubbing. You know, dubbing in general, I think, seems fun. Loop groups and all that shit. And all of those, here's the thing. The big bulk of narrative work, and when I say narrative work, what I mean is, you know, it's fiction. So it's made up. I get to act as a character. I get to do character stuff. I get to be a different character in a story, right? There's a story of some kind. All that stuff is done on the biggest scale. The biggest scale it's done on is all done in Los Angeles. And so that's like a dream. I want to be on a Cartoon Network show. That's like the dream. Like, that is a dream of mine. I want to, I grew up watching Nickelodeon, Disney, Cartoon Network. And that's what I want to do. Mocap would be amazing, Kels. You know, Kel, it would be super amazing. I want to be where the cartoon voicers are. I want to be where I can hear them voicing, talking about stuttering like Porky Pig. I want to see, I want to be, this is the end of that song. I don't even know how the real song goes. How does it go? A part of your world. That's what it was. Dudes. So, I am, I wonder how people would react if Brent was hired to play the Little Mermaid. I would personally be upset at Disney if they offered the role to me. If they offered the role of Little Mermaid to me in a fucking wig, I would personally be upset that people would come and see that. I'd be like, Disney, I had more faith in you. What happened, Disney? Anyways, that's what I want to do. And the LA market's different. Like, here I can, you know, here in Vegas I can work on commercial stuff. I can do, you know, narration work and, like, you know, e-learning and that type of shit. I can do mobile games. I can do indie games. And I have done indie games. I worked with a humongous indie game studio, which is really cool, and got to be a main character. I still cannot talk about that because the game has not come out yet. But, like, I'm doing all this wonderful work, and I'm ready to take it to the next level, to the next step. Do you know what I'm saying, guys? I'm ready to take this shit to the next step. So I'm still imagining me in The Little Mermaid and, like, my shell bra, just, like, one of them just, like, pops off by accident because of my voluptuous breasts. Anyways, so we're going to be out there, and it's just, like, it's tough for me going to a place because I really want to, I really, really, really want to see all of my friends. Now, the problem is I have, like, too many friends to see in a day or to see in, like, one visit, and I have too many, like, and it's just, like, I don't want to hijack this trip. Because if it was up to me, I would, you know, I'd be going out and, like, you know, I'd be going out and I'd be seeing everybody. I'd be hitting them all up. I'd be doing all that stuff. But part of me is just, like, I kind of want to take it a little bit easy. What I think I'm going to do, and if anybody from LA is watching, what I think I'm going to do is I think I'm going to set aside a day where I reach out to all the people I can think of that I am friends with in LA. And we go fucking, I don't know, see, I don't know, not see. We grab lunch or something. I'm leaving tomorrow, a couple days. And, yeah. So I'm bad. I'm bad at this because, like, I haven't hit up anybody. And I didn't know what her schedule was going to be like. I didn't know what my schedule was going to be like. I set aside two of these sessions, two different coaches, right? And I'm just like, okay, cool. I'll do this. This will be a thing. Troy, hi Brent. Just wanted to say great job at Comedy Sports the other week. You were phenomenal as always. Hey, thanks, Troy. Appreciate that, bro. That was a fun time. Comedy Sports is an improv thing. Oh, see, like, that's another thing. Like, I was thinking about going out and doing Comedy Sports out in LA because it's a brand here and it's an international brand and I can potentially go do shows in other cities And I just took too long on it. I sat too long on it because it's for me, going on a trip, it's either one of two things. It's either one of two things. And this is a new experience for me with a girlfriend. It's very different because with just a regular dude, you know, just me, regular guy Brent, just one single person, I'd go out and I'd do whatever the fuck I want. I'd try to put as many things on the docket as possible so I could make the most time that I could out of this, right? Is it your first trip together? Yes, and it is somewhat impromptu. We only planned this maybe a couple weeks ago, so we haven't really had a long time like to plan it all out. And then she was gone on her trip back home, so she came back a couple days ago, so I saw her yesterday and boom, and so now it's like, okay, well now we gotta plan out some shit. Like we didn't even figure out like where we're gonna stay and all that shit. Like and that's another thing, right? If I'm by myself, I can totally just hit up a friend and be like, yo, can I crash on your couch for a day? And they're like, yeah, sure. You know? I don't want to trouble my friends and be like, hey, do you mind if me and an additional person, a whole nother person, come and just crash on what? Hopefully you have multiple couches? Who in LA has multiple couches? Who's flexing in LA with their multiple couches? Go to hell, you rich motherfucker. That's so stupid. Anyways, so this is the first trip with me and girlfriend together. You know, we're planning some stuff out, and it's a little bit stressful because it's like I don't want to waste that time. And I'm realizing now that I put a lot of stress on myself when I go do a trip because I want to pack in as many things as possible. I try to pack in as many fucking things as I can, as be as productive on that trip as possible. I guess the shitty part is that sometimes that's not the best way to go about doing things. Let's see. So all cards out on the table. Don't forget to schedule time to chill. Exactly. I can't schedule everything because it's like part of, so it's two sides of my brain are fighting. Two sides of my brain are doing that. They're just clashing with each other because one side of my brain is like, you need to do as much shit as possible. And then the other side of my brain is, it's because it's like one side of my brain is like, if you're going to be out there and you're going to be going and doing shit, like you need to pack in as many things as possible. But now that's not the purpose of this trip. And I don't want to hijack the trip. What's up, Ty? How's it going? I don't want to hijack the trip because I'm afraid that if I schedule too many things and it's like, oh, shit, you know, I go to Cali with my girlfriend and we forgot to fucking just hang out and maybe go to a beach even and maybe do all that stuff. So I just need to take a breath every once in a while. So today's one of those days. I just need to take a breath. This is just some life shit, you know, I'm working through some life shit, that's all, nothing too crazy. I'm excited, let me say this right off the bat also, I'm very excited for this trip, I'm very excited, it's going to be fun, I need to chill out, I know. So there's a part of me that's like, okay, I'm freaking. And here's the thing, like, like I'm freaking out for the right reasons. Like, not once am I. I'm not worried. I'm not stressed about anything. Like, oh no, what? I'm gonna be spending all this time with this girl. You know, it's not that at all. It's just my own fucked up craziness. You know. So it's been. I'm trying to juggle. It's just juggling, because the thing is, like, if I was going with another human being, to LA, which I have done before. It's not that I've never gone on a trip with another person before. I've done several of those. It's just like, typically, if that happens, whoever I'm going with, our tempo and our schedule is already kind of all set. Does that make sense? Like, like we're going together because we're going to go do the same shit. We're going to go do the same things. In this case, she's going there for a separate thing from the reason why I'm going there. You know, if I were to take this trip a year ago with somebody else, that somebody else, we'd be taking as many classes as possible. In fact, I did take this trip. I did this exact same thing with my voice acting friend, Shelley. She is fucking fantastic. Love her to death. We went out to LA like a year ago, like almost exactly a year ago. And we were just like, let's take as many fucking classes as we can. Let's just go out there. We went out there for one class. Yeah, we wanted to take this one class, and that's how it started. And then we said, let's just say fuck it and just take as many things. And then she was like, oh, I'll introduce you to some LA friends of mine. And it was like, oh, cool. Super cool. Very fun. And so, yeah. I mean, so that trip was like, it was nothing, because we were just like, okay, fuck it. We're all going out there for the same reasons. Bang. Now it's like not. You know, that's the trips that I'm used to, is like, okay, we're all going out for the same reason. Boom. So this is new territory for me. I mean, if you can't tell, a lot of this is new territory for me. We're not even Facebook official yet. I don't even know what that conversation is. I don't even know if that's supposed to be a conversation. I don't know if I'm just supposed to do it. Like, what are the fucking rules? What are the rules on announcing on Facebook, putting it on Facebook that you are now in a relationship? Like, what are those rules? I've never had to deal with that, right? There's no fucking rules, but I don't want to just overthinking. Yeah, I know I'm overthinking it. I'm totally, totally over fucking thinking it. And so it's just like, what the fuck am I supposed to do, you know? The last thing that I want to do is fucking sit around, like have her be sitting around checking Facebook, and then suddenly see, holy moly, he put in a relationship, and now that's like somehow different, you know? It's like all, now it's all weird. Like, that's a weird notification to get. Maybe. Again, I might be overthinking it, and probably definitely am. Give me advice, people. The fuck am I supposed to do? Like, the fuck am I supposed to do? It's a good question. It's a very, very good question. Maybe you should talk to her about it. I know, but that's such, like, a weird, funny, like, conversation. I mean, tomorrow, we're going to be in the car with each other for, like, 4 or 5 hours. So we'll have some time. We'll have some definite time to talk. And she just got back from her trip, so it was kind of like, it's kind of nice. It'll be nice getting to hang out with her. We're hanging out again tonight. I mean, man, yeah, we're hanging out a bunch this week because of this trip, so. Ah, man. Good old Diet Mountain Dew. Thank the Lord for this Diet Mountain Dew. Anyways, yeah, I mean, I'm going to have time. We're going to be able to chill. Yeah, so it doesn't get... Here's the thing. With improv, what it taught me was to stop overthinking shit, right? That doesn't mean that I stop overthinking shit. I'm just good at now seeing when I'm doing it and then stopping myself and laughing about it, because I say, oh my God, I'm just overthinking this shit. And it's completely, I say it tongue in cheek about the Facebook thing. Like, it's a little tongue in cheek. It's mostly just funny to me because it's like in 2019, what the fuck? There's so many things you have to consider. There's so many rules. There's so much shit. And everybody has different rules and nobody has the same rules. Like, when are you supposed to put that you know, back in pre-Facebook days, you just say, okay, yep, you're my boyfriend, you're my girlfriend. Boom, boom, bam, schlip, slap, schmow, boom. All done. Now it's like, when are you official? And then when are you Facebook official? And then when are you just hanging out? And when are you dating? What the fuck does that mean? I was talking to somebody recently and they were like, I'm seeing this person. And like somebody who was older than me had no idea what that meant. They meant, so you're dating them. She had to clarify and be like, no, I'm seeing them. And it's like, well, you're... What the fuck does that mean? It's just, I know you should be glad, Lorelei. Should be glad you got married a decade ago. That shit is, shit's weird. Shit's hard. And everybody has different thoughts and rules. Now I feel old. Is dating seeing? I guess. Here's what it is. I think that dating has been dating, right? Oh, I'm dating this guy, right? Oh, I'm dating this girl. Right? So it's like, oh, I'm dating this person. And then it's like, is it getting serious? And that's like, yep, we're dating, but now we're serious dating. Right? And then it goes into like boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever the fuck you want to call that. So I feel like now, so yes, it goes to seeing and then dating and then boyfriend. Like, I don't think you call it dating anymore. I'm pretty sure, well, I'm really just dating myself here. with trying to parse this out. But it, as far as I'm concerned, I think that there's like, oh, if things are getting more serious than seeing a person, then it's called dating because people don't want to put labels on it. But at the same fucking time, if you don't want to put labels on it, then you can't call it seeing each other. Because if you're seeing each other, guess what? That's another fucking label. It's another label. The fuck does this all mean? It's like I hate calling it dating. I hate calling it dating. It's not that serious yet. I'm just seeing somebody. We don't want to label it, so I'm just seeing them. And I'm like, that's a fucking label. Anyways. So, sounds the same. Like, even a first date is a date. I know. But they don't call it a date. They just call it a hangout or whatever. I think as long as you and the other person are on the same page about where you are, the label doesn't matter. Yeah, exactly. The label doesn't matter. But it's just like, what is this weird Facebook rule? It's stuff. It's shit that I never had to consider before. Shit that I just really never had to consider before. So yeah, it's just sort of, it is what it is. I just got done with vacuuming the house. Cool. Sweet, Craig. I'm glad for you. That's called progress. Dude, that's called motherfucking progress. On top of that, doing another podcast with a buddy of mine named John McClane. Yes, like the movie Die Hard, his name is John McClane. And this is his real motherfucking name. And he is a cool dude. Hey, Scoop Chenot, thank you for being yet again a league of the extraordinary Brentleman. I appreciate you. Let me give you some kissies right here. Shaboom, shaboom, shabangy. Bada bing, bada boom. Okay. So, yeah, we are... man, I'm just talking about all of the rules now, Scoop Chenot, about dating and, like... Are you seeing somebody? Are you dating somebody? Are you a boyfriend or a girlfriend yet? Is it on Apple yet? I listen on Spotify, but I want a subscription. No, it's not on Apple yet. We have not gotten that far. We literally cut together this podcast on Monday and released it on Monday. I didn't know that it would go that fast, but it did. 'Cause John is a crazy man. Kyle, nice. Thank you. Hey, what up, Armando? How's it going? Hope you guys are having fun in Colorado. Hope shit's going good for you out there. I mean, how can you not? You're in the land of the Rocky Mountains. the home of Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. So yeah, I'm taking that trip, and it's gonna be fun. I just got to stop thinking so much. I've taken up ping pong again. Do you have a girlfriend? Yes. Yes, I do. I thought I told you about that. My roommate is hitting me up on Facebook because he's in Colorado right now. Not knowing, but I have not brought her to my place because it is, one, it's small. Two, it's just, I don't know. I have a lot of shit in here. Like this whole spaceship right here. Yeah, sponsored by Coors Light. I wish. Man, because do those motherfuckers have money. Anyways, yeah, so we started this podcast, and on the podcast we talked, this very simple idea changed my whole fucking world. And it's just changing the idea behind saying, I have to do something. So instead of saying, I have to do this, saying, I get to do this. And with that simple mindset shift, instead of saying, I have to go do this and making it a chore, you say, I get to go do this. And that means that it's just a more grateful way of saying it, right? Oh, look at my magical disappearing. Wow. Look at that. My magical disappearing fucking thing. I can put it on my head. Disappears part of the ship. That's funny. I should get like a green sheet and just be like, haha, it's my mystery blanket. It's a ghost. Yeah, it's the ghost that cleans my glasses. So like with all of this, right, instead of saying like I have to go to California, I get to go to California. And I get to go to California with my girlfriend. And it's not like I have to hit up all my friends because I know I do. I get to hit up all my friends and do what I need to do. Not do what I need to do. I get to hit up all my friends and have some fun lunch and remember how much I love those people. So I get to hit them all up later on. I have that opportunity because I have a cool girl who's letting me tag team on this trip with her to hang out. So enough about that. Stop bringing it back to talking about the girlfriend trip is what I assume you're all thinking. You know, let's talk about some real shit. I'm teaching class tonight. I'm happy about that. To see my girlfriend afterwards. Oh shit, I brought it back to my girlfriend. Anyways, I'm teaching class tonight. I'm excited. As always, I love teaching these classes at the Voice Actor Studio. They're so much fun. Learning how to be a voice actor, doing it all. Living, learning. What the hell else is going on with me? I've just started taking up ping pong again because I've decided I want to be more active. I started swimming, and then swimming became too much. It just became too much of a thing, in my opinion. Like, it was just like, why? Dang, oh, dang. Why did I choose an activity where I have to put on a different set of apparel, go down, not have my glasses, do all that stuff? Like, it was nice. It was nice being cooled off and all of that shit. It was nice, but I had to think back to my college days and be like, I had forgotten how much I really enjoyed ping pong. So, like, I went to a club I found yesterday, and I know it's, like, the most Asian of sports, but shut the fuck up. I love doing it. I love playing ping pong, so I started yesterday. I just went. I ordered a paddle off of eBay. I'm excited. It's going to be coming in. It's a nice nice beginner slash intermediate paddle. And I used to play very seriously. Very seriously. Like, I was trying to learn as much as I possibly fucking could. And this club is, like, right down the street from me. It's, like, 5-10 minutes away. There are paddle levels. Yes, there are. It's the... And the main differences between the paddles are how well balanced they are. So, how balanced they are in general. So, some are top-heavy. None of them are bigger, but some are top-heavy. Some are more balanced. Some are handle-heavy. You also need to order a Bubba Gump hat. the rubber that you put on them is also different. They vary in thickness. And some of them are made for speed. But the more speed that you have on your paddle, the less control you have with your paddle. So some of them, you know, if you've played ping pong before, you can kind of, you know, you can kind of hit the ball and kind of direct it, right? If you notice, there's not a lot of thickness on most of the cheap ping pong paddles that you would get at, say, any sort of, you know, regular sporting place or any sort of place you might go recreationally. But they have different things and different stickiness to them. So the three things that you're basically... that you basically have within the role of ping pong or table tennis is the more official term, if I want to be sort of douchey about it, is speed, control, and spin, right? So the paddle that I have, like, the type of wood that you use, like, is it carbon fiber, is it not, like, all of these things influence it, like, what type of glue I'm gluing on the rubber with, like, it gets very serious, because it's, like, when it gets to some of the most intense table tennis, like, in China, they take table tennis very fucking seriously, and that's why, like, in America, it's just seen as like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go dick around with my buddies and drink beer, get drunk. There is a very serious sport with it. Like, I can stand, like, probably, I don't know, real. Yeah, dude, look up some YouTube videos. It gets really crazy, like, what some people are doing. And it's very fun. It's a very fun thing to watch. It takes a very good amount of hand-eye coordination and quick reflexes, which I like because it keeps me on my toes. It's a very active game. It's very strategic. And the best part about it is that unlike regular tennis, which I have to go outside for, this is indoors. Holy moly. It's indoors. How amazing is that? Reflexes and hand-eye coordination, I'm out. Well, if you play video games and you... If you play video games, you and that's what video games, that's why I like it. It's like, there's a part of it that's like, I honed my hand-eye coordination and reflexes playing lots of video games as a kid. Like, if you can play Mario really well, you can play ping pong probably pretty good. Did I ever say I was good at video games? No, you did not, Lorelei. Let's see. Oh, man. Table tennis... best shots, best rallies. There are some like incredibly amazing shots here. There's this dude named Timo Boll who is a fucking legend of ping pong, and he, like, dude, of table tennis, he's one of the best. So I will show you all a shot that you are watching, anybody watching this or watching live, I will show you all a shot of this, because it is absolutely fucking incredible what this man can do. Because he fucking, on this last transaction, man, I'll show you the top two shots, because those of you listening, you're not going to be able to see it, but go watch it. Timo Boll doing this shit. Like, watch how intense this shit gets. It gets very, very intense. Anyways, let's see. Here we go. Bang. All right, let's see this. dude is just fucking killer. He's just fucking a murderer at ping pong. Look how far away they're standing from the table. They're like fucking 6 feet apart and shit. And that guy is hella Chinese. Like, that guy is not a pushover at ping pong. Watch this. Watch. This is like one of the best transactional moments of of ping pong I've ever seen. It's absolutely insane. He switches fucking hands. He switches hands. Of course they wear tiny shorts, Lorelei. Look at that. Look at how much spin they have. Look at how fast this moves. He spins that shit. He fucking... Jesus, bro. Look how much spin there is there. Look how fast that ball's moving. Boom, he hits it with that. And then he hits... And then he spins it to make the guy fuck up on when he fucking... Oh. It's just incredible. That... Those of you listening, you gotta check out Timo Boll, dude. Check out Timo Boll, 10 best shots. It's just so good. And they need to wear tiny shorts because they're bending down and they're reaching for the balls and doing all that stuff. Like, you see how insane that gets? It's absolutely crazy. So I get there and, like, man, am I rusty. I can't help but giggle when they're hitting it so intensely, so close to each other before they back up. I know, dude. Dude, they're so fucking... So I went yesterday, and holy shit, my whole body hurts. My whole motherfucking body just hurts. It's crazy. Like, I can't... I don't know how else to put it, but it's just absolutely insane the amount of, like, athleticism that goes into that. And I just love it because it's a good strategy game. And it's like, how much control do you have? And how, like, where can you place the balls? Like, ugh. And the shots, and you have to be very consistent with it. So I look forward to it. Because I've been looking for a way that I want to be more active. I thought it was going to be swimming, and then I just didn't do it because it's just too much. And then I finally figured out, why the fuck? I had so much fun back when I was in college and they had that little table there. And there were some amazing people playing that would teach me shit. So I was like, damn, I'll just do ping pong. I'll do table tennis. I'll get back in it. And there's a club and it's owned by, like, this lady who's, like, apparently, like, a champion from China. She's, like, super good. Like, so more news on that, I guess, upcoming. More news on that upcoming. So, what else is there to say for me? What else is going on? I don't know. The biggest thing on my mind is the LA trip coming up, incoming. Some fun classes that I'm gonna have the opportunity to take. I'm very excited for. I want to make sure I have everything ready and set, and, you know, everything's good. And so in that vein, you know, I don't want to drag this out. I love talking about life. I love checking in every once in a while. I love doing all that stuff, but really I need to pack because I'm going to see her tonight and then we're going to leave tomorrow morning. And so, I just need to pack some clothes for, you know, for a day or two trip and I'm going to fucking chill. So. Oh, man, that ping pong was so good. That was seriously so fucking good. Oh, watch it. Timo Boll, everybody. So is there anything else I want to talk? Not really. No. Nothing else really on my mind. I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about what I just did. My body is sore as fuck from that ping pong. Played with a Chinese lady. Another thing I like about the game is, like, you can be just as dangerous if you're a boy or a girl. Like, you could, like, it's because it's not about, like, sheer strength, you know? It's not like, even in tennis, you know, where there's a lot of strategy, you can purely outmatch your opponents in sheer strength. you know, Serena, Venus Williams. They are humongously talented, but also they are fucking like just they are just so much more muscular and bigger than a lot of people, and they had a huge advantage in that. In the ways that their bodies were built, their athletic talent was tripled by the fact that their bodies had so much power behind them. Like, people couldn't even return serves and shit. So that was like, you know, that's a part of the process. And so in table tennis, you know, as hard as they're hitting those balls, it's not like, you know, like a bodybuilder can go on. It's so much more about the strategy and your quickness and all that stuff than it is about flexibility, than it is about sheer strength. And because of that, like, man, women can play on equal footing as men. And it's like such a cool, I just love it. I just fucking love the sport. I just love the sport. There's so much to do. There's so much to learn. Shit, dude. It's just so good. It's so fun. Like, and I love doing it. So that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to, I have my paddles coming in either today or tomorrow or Friday or whatever. I'll be gone in LA, but it'll stay in the office hopefully. But, oh, yeah. I get to chill, do my shit. So I'm going to go pack. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Hey, what up, Adam? Adam and MTG, everybody. You're catching me right as I'm leaving, brother. I'm sorry about that. But here's a kissy for you. Here's a kissy. Here's a naughty face. And another kissy that's kissing the naughty face. Everybody, thank you so much for watching. Please go check out my boy, Adamant MTG. He's a cool motherfucker. He plays Magic the Gathering. And he's just a nice guy. He teaches people how to play if you haven't played it yet. So if you're a fan of strategy games, as much as I am, in the same reason I like table tennis is the same reason I like Magic the Gathering also. He's streaming in about 15 minutes. So go check him out. If you want something to go do, go hit that follow button over there. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for watching. Thanks for joining me live. I love you all. Mwah. That's a kiss for you all. This has been Brent Mukai on my podcast. Take it easy. Take it motherfucking easy. All praise Diet Mountain Dew. Peace out, everybody.